Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ted Bosefield. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Bosefield covering. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Bosefield covering. Safe. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bosfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Busby reaches second base with a double. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosfield strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosfield covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards second. Breeding scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bob Boyd pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby is walked intentionally. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Woody Held. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. Two outs. Bob Hale pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Francona reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. Strickland moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Busby strikes out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 4 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Aspromonte moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Jackie Brandt. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Barry Latman. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.